This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Gemma.
Hello.
I just got your text.
Excellent.
You're not serious.
I am serious, unfortunately.
Tell me what you said on your text.
Well, basically, my boyfriend has 4 Xboxes hiding under his bed.
We've been talking about this quite a lot over the last week. Loads of people, like loads, keep boxes of stuff relating to their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, like photos, letters, Valentine's card, birthday card. I mean, it seems like a lot of people like to keep a little bit of their boyfriend in the cupboard.
Shocking.
I don't mean like severed heads or limbs. I mean just a few cards and stuff. So he's got 4, has he?
He has, yeah.
What's his name?
That's from every single girlfriend. So.
He's ever had, right?
Yes.
Have you had a look inside any of the boxes?
Oh, no, I can't get near them.
Where does he keep them?
Well, no, they're under the bed, but I've never had the opportunity as of yet.
How do you feel about this?
Not very good, and I'm wondering if I am in a state of denial, because he's still got them.
Right, well, I think he needs to move on.
I do as well.
How long have you been seeing this guy? How long have you seen him?
Just over 6 months.
Okay. See, I wouldn't be happy with that at all. I mean, one Xbox is quite bad. 4?
Four, really.
That's not on.
Absolutely.
So, does he, when he's a bit drunk or whatever, does he ever get him out and have a rummage around his ex's box?
I really don't know, quite possibly. I'd be a bit upset if he did, but...
Right, I think maybe I need some support from this. 81199, do you think we should get rid of all 4 of Gemma's boyfriend's Xboxes? 81199, let me know what you think. What's his name?
His name's Alex.
Right, wait there, I'll get his number. At the moment, I'm trying to call Alex, who has 4 boxes of old ex-girlfriend stuff, cards, letters, and his current girlfriend, Gemma, ain't happy about it, wants us to get rid of them. He's on holiday, as you can hear, foreign ringtone. He's skiing at the moment, he's not answering his phone. Maybe... See if he answers. Got an idea if he doesn't answer.
You have reached.
No. Okay, right, we'll call him back. Maybe what we do is we get them out from under his bed while he's away on holiday skiing and just get rid of them. Is that wrong? Let me know about it on 81199. If he goes off on one when he comes back, I'll just say, you told me to do it, everything will be fine. Now, you know how recently we've been talking about people who have a box of stuff relating to their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend? Loads of people have these boxes. The relationship is well and truly over, but they keep a box with old photos and cards and letters, bits of hair, nail clippings. Some people did.
Empty vodka bottles in Laura's coat.
A lot of Kit Kat wrappers. Yeah. A lot of people had these. Now, do you remember Gemma off of the other day?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend Alex has taken it to the extreme. He's got 4 of these boxes. Stuff relating to 4 of his ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
And understandably, Gemma got in touch with us and she wasn't very happy about this. Now, Alex is on a skiing holiday at the moment, so we thought this might be a good opportunity to have a little bit of fun with him. When's he back from holiday, Gemma?
He's back Saturday.
Now, are you sure you want us to do this?
Definitely.
I mean, do you think this might completely destroy your relationship if we call him?
I'm willing to take the chance.
Do you think he'll find it funny?
I really hope so.
So you're thinking it's not a big joke, but you said the other night that when you spoke to him, he wasn't best pleased.
He wasn't very impressed at all, actually.
Okay. Right, so should we call Alex?
Yeah, we should.
You're really sure about this?
Definitely sure.
Okay. It's up to you.
Is.
Last chance to pull out.
No, go for it.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some records, because I can't possibly do this live on Radio 1.
I don't think this is a very good idea.
I do. I know it's childish, but I'll let you in on what we're going to do, okay?
Yeah.
We can't do it live. I'm going to play you some records. There is a big possibility that he'll probably swear. But what we're going to do, hear me out before looking at me like that. What we're going to do is pretend that somehow I have the boxes in the studio with me now, and we say to him that we're going to destroy them. What do you think?
No.
See if his sense of humour fails again. Right, I'll play Hard Fight, and then I'll play you what happens, if I can. This is...
Hello?
Hi, Alex.
Yeah?
Hi, Alex, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello.
How's the skiing going?
Alright.
Listen, Alex, I'm going to cut to the chase here, alright?
Yeah.
I need to talk to you about your Xboxes.
My what?
Your Xboxes. The boxes you've got under your bed with stuff of your ex-girlfriends in them.
You're right.
There's 4 of them.
Yeah.
And Gemma really doesn't like you having them at all. You know that, don't you?
I know she doesn't very much.
Mm-hmm. And she really wants you to destroy them.
Yeah.
But you won't do it?
No, it's my stuff.
Why won't you do it?
It's just old memories, I want to hang on to them.
But you're going out with Gemma now.
Yeah, but, you know, I can hang on to things that, you know, are old memories of mine.
Do you not think it's a little bit unfair to have old letters and photos of ex-girlfriends under your bed?
No, if that was you,
if the tables were turned, how would you feel?
I don't know, but, you know, it's my old stuff, it's old memories, I want to hang on to it.
But Gemma thinks it's a little bit unfair, and you know that.
Yeah, I know she does.
Which is why we went round to your flat this morning, and we got the boxes.
You are kidding.
No, I've got them here now.
How did you get into the house?
Your next door neighbour, yeah?
Yeah.
You left a key with him, didn't you, before you went away?
Yeah.
He was really easy to bribe.
I don't believe this.
Sorry, I should have said, I've got a chainsaw here.
What are you doing?
I can't hear you, Alex! Here goes the first box!
Oh, for f***ing sake.
Right, the first box is gone! Right, so that's what happened with... Sorry, I shouldn't laugh. That's what happened with Alex earlier, and I don't think that Gemma and Alex are together anymore. Sorry, Gemma.
That's okay.
Really sorry. One. So yesterday, it all went horribly wrong. We spoke to Gemma. Hi, Gemma.
Hi.
Now, Gemma was going out with a guy called Alex, weren't you?
I was.
Now, I say you were going out because... it all went a bit wrong, didn't it?
It did go very wrong.
Basically, we've been talking about people who keep stuff relating to their ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. And loads of people have boxes with old photos and letters, even though they split up with that person years ago. Now, Gemma was going out with Alex, who has four of these boxes relating to four different ex-girlfriends. That's right, isn't it, Gemma?
That's right, yeah.
And you wanted him to get rid of the boxes?
Yes.
But now it looks like you're going to be box number five.
It does look that way, doesn't it?
All because of the little joke that I played on him last night, which didn't go down well at all, did it?
No, it really backfired.
Alex is on a holiday right now, so this is what we did last night. We gave him a call. It was only a joke.
What are you doing?
I can't hear you, Alex! Here goes the first box!
Oh, for f***ing sake.
Right, the first box is gone! I'm so sorry, Gemma.
It's okay.
Now, I have tried to call him back, but as soon as he heard my voice and I said hello, he just hung up again. And I feel really guilty now.
Right.
Because if it wasn't for me, you would still have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But tell me, I mean, if you could get back with Alex, you would like a chance of that, would you?
I would, really, yeah.
Okay. Now, I've got an idea, Gemma.
Okay.
Stick with me, this is quite random.
Okay.
But this is my last ditch attempt to get him back for you, alright?
Okay.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hello there, you are a disgrace.
This is Lorraine Kelly. Sorry?
What were you doing? What were you thinking of?
Well, it was just a little joke, Lorraine.
No, well, humour is a very difficult thing, you know, and you crossed the line, and fine well do you know it.
You heard it last night, obviously.
I did. I couldn't believe it. You were so bad.
You disappointed in me.
You know what? I am actually very, very disappointed in you, Scott. I expected better.
Okay,
Are you suitably ashamed of yourself?
Yeah, I am. Didn't you hear me yesterday? I did feel quite bad.
Well, are we going to try and sort this mess out?
Yeah, well, I just thought if anyone can help, Lorraine Kelly can, I reckon she could smooth it all out for me.
Well, I don't know. It may even be beyond my superpower.
Well, can you have a go for me, please?
Well, okay then.
Right, I want to call Alex now, okay?
Right.
If you could just maybe call him and, you know, say sorry, because he won't speak to me.
No, well, I'm not surprised.
I know. All right, okay, Lorraine. Stop giving me beef now, alright? I've said I'm sorry. Gemma?
Hi.
Is this okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, Lorraine can sort it, can't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll be fine. Alright, wait there.
Hello?
Hello, is that Alex?
Yes.
Hi, Alex, it's Lorraine Kelly here, and I was listening to Radio 1 yesterday, and I'm really, really sorry about what happened. And I just wondered if there's any way that we could maybe try and sort things out.
Okay.
I've actually got somebody that wants to say that they're very, very sorry.
Okay.
Would you listen to them?
Okay.
Right, Scott, what have you got to say?
I'd like to say, Alex, that I'm really sorry for what I did yesterday. It was just supposed to be a joke, and I just want to say sorry to you, really. I didn't actually have the boxes at all. It was just a joke, and there was no chainsaw or anything like that.
Alex, I'm just wondering, I mean, I know that she still wants to go out with you, and I just wondered if she promised that you can keep the boxes, she'll never mention it again, it'll all be in the past. Would you consider maybe getting back with her, or at least talking to her?
Yeah, I just wanted to get my heads up how they were. I mean, I think I reacted a bit yesterday.
Well, that's good. Well, is Gemma there?
Yes, she is. Hang on. Gemma?
Yeah?
What do you think?
I would just love to say sorry.
Hey, that's alright, that's alright. It'd be good to see. I'm really sorry I reacted.
It's okay, it's understandable.
Gemma, you got something you want to say to Alex?
Yeah, I just want to tell him that I love him.
Oh, thank you. I love you too.
Thanks.
So, are you two all fine?
Yeah, I think so. Can I keep the boxes?
Can you keep them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect so.
Thank you.
Well, listen, I've got an idea.
Okay.
Because yesterday I turned a little bit horrible, I think. I think you two probably need some time alone. What do you think?
Yeah.
So how about this? As my peace offering, as my sorry for splitting you up, I want to kind of send you on a romantic weekend to Paris.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so I'm going to let you two have a real nice weekend in Paris, and it's just a big sorry from me, really, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Don't thank me, thank Lorraine.
No, that's my pleasure. I'm absolutely delighted. I mean, I think the two of them, you know, are meant to be together, and they should go to Paris and see all the sights and do terribly naughty things to one another and just enjoy themselves.
I knew that you would be able to sort it out for me, Lorraine. I just thought, who can I call?
Well, listen, don't do it again.
I know I won't. Okay, I've learned my lesson, all right? Just stop telling me off, all right?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you more.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.